is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Becky, how can we help you, madam?
Hi, guys. So I actually met this great guy online. His name is Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
We chatted a little bit, and we decided to end up going on a date. And so he was super pumped about this new movie called The Avengers. And, I mean, superheroes aren't really my thing. Yeah,
I like this girl.
Yeah.
I hate this girl.
Right. Honestly, I was trying to be nice, so I decided to give it a shot. And, I mean, the movie was fine, and I thought the date went really well. So I'm honestly not sure why Jeremy's not calling me back. I just want to find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have any questions for you. We're just going to call Jeremy next, and good luck getting that second date.
You're not helping her, are you?
Yeah, it's a second date. I'm just going to be like, hey, do you want to or do you not want to? All right, thanks. Here's Coolio. All right. Second date update on the 10th. Hang on.
Yo, this is Jeremy Go.
Okay. Jeremy. Right.
Jeremy is the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9.
Say that again.
It's the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9. We're a radio station.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, can we just ask you something real quick? It's a good thing.
Did I win something or something like that?
Kind of. We have your chance to go on a date, and it'll be like literally whatever. Whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go, whenever you want to do it, and we'll pay for the whole thing. The only thing the only thing is this girl contacted us about you, and she wants to go out with you. She wants to take you on this date to show you a good time. So if you say yes, we'll hook it up. Bing, bang, boom.
Money's no object either.
All right, what's the deal?
Okay, so her name is Becky, and you went on a date with her already to see... Wow. You went to see, you know who I'm talking about, the Avengers girl?
No, not really.
What do you mean, what? No?
You don't want to do it?
No.
Can you tell us why? Because we spoke to her and she said the date was really good.
She seemed nice. You know, we talked online, she seemed nice. And then we go to the movie and the bitch wouldn't shut the f*** up. The whole movie. Oh, how come they can breathe in outer space if they're humans? And how come that's not what gravity does? And that's not. I'm waiting 20 goddamn years for this f***ing movie. I'm a blur. I don't give a shit. Black nerd. Loud and proud. Black nerd.
I've been waiting
for this goddamn movie 20 years. How come every alien can talk English? Maybe they have a translator because they're smarter than us, man. Just everything. How come they couldn't have done this to that guy? Yeah. I don't want to spoil the movie for y'all because I'm hardcore about movies.
Right. Well,
we can see that.
She's just constantly like, what about this and what about that? And
is she doing what you're doing to her right now, not letting her talk? Becky's on the phone. I don't know if that's going to calm you down, but she's there.
Like, are you 14 or something? Like, why are you so obsessed with this? This stuff is all fake. Dude, don't you realize that?
Oh, my God.
It's all fake.
It's fake. We know it's fake. We love that it's fake, but we've been living with this fake for 20 years, and they finally made it a movie, and then you talk through the whole damn thing.
So? You're a man. Who cares? This stuff is for kids. There's a lot of real flaws I brought up. Why do they speak English? Why do the aliens speak English? I mean, come on.
Because they have translators. They've been dealing with humans for thousands of years. It's all part of the canon. You don't know that.
Yeah. You're supporting the aliens now. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm supporting Marvel.
Hold on one second, Jeremy. Hold on one second, Jeremy. Becky, I don't really like your attitude right now. I need to say that. You've been very disrespectful this entire time. Now, I'm just going to ask this right now, Jeremy. I'm obligated to ask this, but if you want to say an emphatic no, feel free. Do you actually want to go out on another date with this girl who clearly doesn't respect...
Movie etiquette.
And doesn't respect what you're into? That's a bad sign for life. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Let me hear you say it.
Oh, hell no.
Sorry, Becky.
Hey, but if you find a girl that likes movies, why don't you send me and her to Deadpool next month?
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Melissa, there you go.
I want to go.
All right, me and Melissa at Deadpool next month.